Hey, welcome back to the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're all doing well. I hope everyone is staying positive and staying strong, staying, full of hope during times like this coronavirus. I'll tell you, things are going to be better, I think, than we might have anticipated, but at the same time, I think we need hope right now. I think we need hope that we can come together and we can do things that are good for each other, and we can do things that are going to be of important future life decisions. I think right now the reason why we need hope is because people have been laid off. There's not enough money to go around. The government can't necessarily bail us all out. So hopefully you find jobs. We can create jobs. There might be some jobs that can be created. I really hope things can turn around for us, and we band together. We think of ways that we can turn the future positive and really just fix our own problems. Find better jobs, find newer jobs, create some positive things to move forward to look forward to, and to really just find a really good way to cope with what has been happening here. I really think that what's important is that we discover that we can discover new talents, what we can do to transition to newer, better ideas for jobs, newer, better ideas to think about what we can do to not be stuck where we are right now. And it's a bit of a tough time. At the same time, I think what it is it's important we're being smart and really, really just, the smarter we are, the better. I think being practical, saving money is important. Use your money smarter than ever. Okay. I think using our money smart is better than ever. I think what we're going to need to do is budget. Like it's already been mentioned, plan for your own success better than ever now, okay? But times are uncertain, so I'd say you really just have to go out there, make things happen, try what you can try, be thankful for what you have. Some of us aren't necessarily in the same positions. So, if you can reach out to somebody, show your love, show your help, show your support. If you're hiring, look for people, and go on Indeed, post some jobs, You know, if you have money and you can create jobs for someone, go pay someone to do something. Okay? You know, go create a job. You know, I think this is what we need to do right now. If we have money, we need to make money. We need to create our own economy back up. You know, businesses kind of got ruined, but we need to create our economy or things are going to just fall and slide at the wayside. So, save your money for sure. It's now more than ever important. Like I just said, budget. Watch every penny you spend. Buy the cheaper food. Buy nutritious food. Staying healthy is staying ahead of the curve. Staying healthy is flattening the curve. You know, don't become unhealthy and then become higher risk to spread COVID. Okay. What I would really suggest is we become more certain to where we can make a good positive impact. You know, some workplaces, you know, I struggle with in the past. I'm just going to tell you, some workplaces don't want positive, constructive input. You know, some people just, you know, they're not a boss. They just collect a paycheck. They're a complete a-hole. And that's the reality. You know, the reality is some people want to watch you fail and burn. I recently watched a video about Grant Cardone on the London Real, and they were talking about, you know, why people hate on Grant Cardone. Some people just want to see you lose, right? Some people just only think about themselves winning and want to see other people lose. And so because they want to see other people lose, they take down a ton of people, and also they bring down people individually, right? One by one, they'll attack you, or they'll do things just to see you lose, you know. And so that's really just a sad way to go about the world. But the reality is, the world's not necessarily fair. And that's how the world works. You know, the world's not fair. You know, not everyone's gonna get what they can get. So, you know, be smart. Make sure that you're taking after yourself. Right now it's harder to take after loved ones because people have a hard time enough right now looking after themselves, you know. So let me tell you, you gotta be strong, you gotta go out, you gotta go put out where you think you can get a difference and make a difference. You know, that's what I'm saying. Where can you make a difference? Where can you see change for the better? I think it's out there. I think we just need to be smart about it. I think we just need to develop more skills, ideas, develop more important ways of looking at things. You know, some people think the world is just, you know, the world is a good place. And the way you have to look at it is, you got to go out there, make the world yours, you know. But be a good person. If you see people who need something, you know, whether what it is within reason, you know, you can do what you can. You know, I'd say if you're an employer and you could give somebody a job, do it. You know, people are hurting right now. Definitely a lot of jobless people. Employment insurance isn't going to cover everything. So you got to be resilient. You got to bounce back fast. You know, it's not the time to wait. Don't wait around. Don't sit around. People need to hear this. People really need to hear this. Don't wait and sit around. You know, malls are closed. Stores are closed. It's going to be an online shopping world. At the same time, you know, I'll bet. Look what's booming. I'll bet online sales are booming. Online businesses are probably booming. You know, you can be smarter, more powerfully creative than ever. You can be really self-driven. You can be on a good path to achieving optimal survival. I'll tell you, it's important that we're thinking for ourselves at an intelligent rate, to where we're only getting smarter and more valuable with our information, and more valuable how to move forward. When you become